BL602 is a Wi-Fi plus Bluetooth 32-bit SoC found in some Sonoff and EweLink devices. It comes in 2 MB and 1 MB flash versions. But here I will focus on 2 MB one. BL702, on the other hand, is a Zigbee chip. They both can be read and flashed with BL DevCube. Here are the connection details and step-by-step guide for flash read. Hardware setup. Let's start by considering the GPIO pinout of BL602 and determine which signals we will need to read and write flash. Remember that dot marks the first pin. Required connections are GPIO16 TX. Connect to USB to UART converter in 3.3-volt mode, like CH340, etc. GPIO7 RX. Connect to USB to UART converter in 3.3-volt mode, like CH340, etc. GPIO 8, boot, must be connected to 3.3 volts via 10K resistor. VDD, 3.3 volts. Ground. Ground of power supply and USB to UART converter must be common. The 3.3-volt power supply must be reliable. It may not be enough to power it from USB to UART converter. It may fail to flash or boot loop on AP creation, connect. Wires should be short. Do not connect boot directly to 3.3 volts. Make sure to do power off on cycle between each flash operation, just like on ESP. Disconnect device from mains before doing any operations on it. Hardware setup. Example BL602. Here's BW2L module, as desoldered from EweLink E14 candle RGB CW bulb. It has no pin markings, so we have to determine which pin is which. Luckily, we have our GPIO diagram, the one I made in previous section. Now we can use multimeter to test which pad connects where. Here are my connections. Please note few things. UART wires are relatively short. On the protoboard, there is a 3.3-volt LDO powered from 5 volts, so we can get good 3.3 volts for Wi-Fi module. I am using TC1264, but you can use AMS1117 or any other, or get 3.3 volts from Node MCU or Arduino. The 10K resistor for boot is clearly visible. When in doubt, swap RX and TX. Hardware setup. Example BL702. Here's second hardware sample, this time with Zigbee chip. This time silkscreen with markings was present, so there was no guessing involved. Not much extra commentary is required here, as the process is the same as for BL602. Flash read. Buffalo Lab DevCube V1.9.0. V1.9.0 is the newer version of Buffalo Lab's BLDevCube.exe. Get it from here. Unpack, and first select chip type. Enable advanced view. Open flash tab. Select your COM port. Enter start offset, 0x0, and read length, 0x1FFF. Use read flash. Do not press erase. If you are getting, then lower baud. 200,000 is okay. Default 200,000 is too high. For flash size, make sure that you are entering 0x1FFFF. If you enter 0x2000, you will get. So enter 0x1FFFF as a workaround. It's just 1 byte less than 0x00200. Now flash read should work. Wait patiently. Flash read should be successful. Here is successful flash read log. File will appear where BLDevCube is. You can also read eFuse. Flash read, Buffalo Lab DevCube, V1.4.8. This version also seemed to work good. No extra commentary is required here. Both Buffalo Lab DevCubes work good for me. Flash write, Buffalo Lab DevCube, V1.4.8. We already have some guides for firmware write process, so you can check them out first. Still, the process is very similar to flash read. Just use different flash section and select the partition table and boot to bin and firmware bin as we've shown on our screenshot. Remember to get our binary from releases. It should flash and create OBK access point as soon as you disconnect boot from resistor and do power off on cycle. But that's not the scope of this topic, so I'll finish here. Summary: this way you can back up and restore flash of BL602, BL702 device or similar. Make sure to use 10K resistor while pulling boot pin high. Don't forget to do power off on cycle or reset via reset pin between each flash operation, just like you'd do with ESP8266. If you manage to read some flash of device that has not been yet paired with Tuya, consider flashing it with us. That's all for now. Let us know if you have managed to flash any BL devices. We can also help you with flashing process and guide you step by step if you want. Let's run our devices without the